Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The New Statesman.
Hi, I'm Rachel Cunliffe, and today I'm talking to John Livesey, Deputy Editor-in-Chief of the Daily Star and one of the geniuses behind the Letters Cam. John, thank you so much for chatting to us. The Letters has sort of become a political story in its own right over the past week. How did that come about?
Well, it came from a throwaway line, I suppose, in an Economist article. One of the other deputies was reading that article and just mentioned it to our editor-in-chief, John Clark. I think he said something about the lifespan of a lettuce or the shelf life of a lettuce and, you know, how Liz Truss wasn't looking great in terms of how long she was going to last. So we took that and ran with it. And the rest is history.
For people who haven't watched it, which I don't think is anyone because it really took over, this was a live feed you could watch on YouTube of this lettuce lasting throughout the week with various accessories. It had disco lights at one point. It had sunglasses. Kind of, was that you helping to accessorize it? Was that a team effort?
Yeah, well, we tried to be as collaborative as possible between the print and digital teams. And it was a decision that we made to do the live feed. We sent somebody out to buy the lettuce from Tesco for 60p. They brought it back to their flat and started filming it. Initially, it was just a picture of Liz and the lettuce side by side. And I don't think there were any plans at that point to go any further than that. And then as the interest sort of peaked a little bit, the keeper of the lettuce deserves full credit for managing to keep the interest in that by adding various props. I think his vision was to give it a good life, a life that isn't too different to his own and our own. He had a party on a Saturday night with disco lights and then the Iron Brew and Pro Plus on Monday morning when it was feeling a little bit sleepy and looking a little bit bruised and battered. I think every time he added something, we saw a little bit of a spike in people watching it. People were talking about it. I think it reached a point where people wanted to know what his next move was. Yeah, we didn't give him any ideas around that. It was all him. So he deserves full credit for every prop that you saw.
And you talked about a spike in interest and in people watching it at various points. Do you know how many people were watching the live feed?
Yeah. Yesterday, just after the announcement, the resignation, there were between 25,000 and 30,000 people watching it at one point, which was, I think, with the peak. I think across its lifespan, the live stream's lifespan, I think we're somewhere around 2 million views. The number of hours that people have spent on it is ridiculous. The dwell time on it was really high compared to the average. People were literally sitting and watching this for a good few minutes.
That's incredible. Why do you think it resonated so much with people?
I think sometimes the best jokes are simple, and this is one that my five-year-old and his friends find funny, but at the same time, academics, intellectuals, journalists, whoever, also find it funny. So it's one that transcends many things, and it's just really cut through. You know, I knew it cut through when people who I know were sending me WhatsApp messages about it, asking me about it. People who you would never think in a million years had any interest in politics or what was going on. I think the other thing to mention is that there are a lot of bad things happening at the moment, aren't there? People are worried about the cost of living, obviously, and other things. And this is just light relief. And I think people want a bit of fun. People want a laugh now more than ever. And this is something it's the British sense of humour as well, isn't it? Where we can turn something that's bad into something funny. And yeah, I think that's played a part as well.
I was going to ask about that, the British sense of humour, because obviously it got picked up by international media as well, particularly the New York Times. Were there any concerns that it makes the UK or British politics right now look a bit ridiculous?
Well, I don't think... I think, obviously, it's completely ridiculous and we want to show that up even more, that we see that as part of our role, to be honest, in terms of our place in the British media. We're not anti-Labour, we're not anti-Conservative, we're not anti to any one party. What we are is anti-idiot. And if somebody's doing something ridiculous or silly, somebody in power, then we want to show that up and poke a little bit of fun at it. And that's what we did here. To be fair, we didn't really have to work too hard to do that. It's a bit of an open goal, hasn't it, over the last couple of weeks.
Our production team wants to know if there was any talk about eating the lettuce at any point, and also at what point you thought, actually, no, this lettuce might actually outlast the Prime Minister.
I think we were quietly confident from the start that this lettuce would outlast the Prime Minister. It's been mentioned several times and suggested several times that somebody should eat it. I think it's been suggested that we should try to get Liz Truss to eat it at one point, but it's looking a little bit brown and I don't think it'd be advisable. Maybe one for the I'm a Celebrity Jungle for a Bush Tucker trial or something. Maybe it could go out in a blaze of glory like that.
And any plans for any other vegetables in future or any other stunts like this?
Well, it depends. It depends who takes the seat next, doesn't it? And how they behave and how they perform. We're always looking for the next stunt that will cut through. And I think if we're talking specifically about vegetables, the aubergine emoji is obviously, with its connotations, is an obvious one for certain people, but who knows? Let's see.
Well, you've had some brilliant front pages the last week following this, and you have produced a lot of fun and light relief, as you say, especially for exhausted journalists trying to cover the madness. So thank you for that. And thank you for talking to me just now.
No problem. Anytime.
You've been listening to a special bonus episode of the New Statesman podcast with me, Rachel Cunliffe, and my guest, John Lipsey, Deputy Editor-in-Chief of the Daily Star. We're produced by Adrian Bradley, and our music is Devil with the Devil, licensed under Creative Commons. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a nice review.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.